an alien starship with an insatiable curiosity about Earth's science fiction and fantasy trivia. The crew, two hapless astronauts who have spent their lives immersed in strange new worlds of the imagination. Now, Rob Wickings and Clive Ashenden roam the universe, trying to find the way home, seeking to define the A to Z of SFF.
I think comics are great, don't you? I love comics about animals. Comics about animals are great. Like Donald Duck, he's really funny and goofy, and that mouse guy with the ears, and wherever he turns his head, his ears all stay the same. That's fantastic. There's a great comic that I want to read, and it's about this dog and this cat and this rabbit, and they get dressed up in robot suits and they go on great adventures, and it's really sweet and it's really good fun. So let's talk about that, shall we? Let's talk about Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely's We Three. Let's talk about that, shall we?
Well, yes. Curiosity, if you think this is a cute, fluffy animal story, then allow me to disabuse you of that fact straight off the bat, because there's a lot of amazing stuff that you can say about Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely's We Three, but cute and fluffy, it absolutely is not.
Men stink, boss stink. I'm hungry.
Clive, I've told you about this before. If you want to have food, just ask nicely.
Yes, I was, of course, quoting number two.
Number two.
Tinker, who's one of the most misanthropic characters you're likely to read.
Yes, number two, Tinker. He's not the sweetest of characters. Okay, let's talk about the story of We Three. It's been described as Watership Down on crack, or certainly Watership Down meets some sort of robot thing, Japanese anime, I think, or something like that is the way it was initially quoted on the cover, but. I think a fairer comparison would actually be Richard Adams' other best known work, The Plague Dogs, in that it basically talks about animals that are subject to human experimentation and then manage to escape that, and their adventures as they're, you know, obviously they're being pursued by their former captors, and do they make it out alive or not?
I absolutely got the Plague Dogs comparison when I was watching it. When I was reading it, rather. Yeah. I think for me, unfortunately, that kind of hung over it because I couldn't help comparing it to Plague Dogs.
Right.
And it's in, which is slightly unfair because it's going for a different thing. I mean, this is a 3-issue miniseries that came out in 2004 on Vertigo. And then subsequently got sort of collected into sort of trade paperback, etc. I almost wish they had there was another episode, if right. You know what I mean, another issue, because it does feel like they really gallop through it. Do you not think?
Yeah, it's I don't know if that's a fault of the fact that they had to keep it down to the 3 issues, but it's not a slow read at all, even though. I think because it's pretty action-packed, really. And it's kind of hard to develop characters because the three main protagonists of We Three are God bless them, you know, there's not really that much to them. You know, you can't really develop the character of a dog when all the dog really wants to do is go home. And you can't develop the character of the cat when the cat is just basically there to hunt and fight and so on and so forth. Which does leave you with something that looks absolutely amazing. It, you know, we'll talk about Frank Quitely's art in a minute, but it's pretty one note in terms of the storytelling.
Yeah, there's a lot of focus on the ultra violence in this.
Absolutely.
And Frank Quitely draws said ultra violence in a very kinetic and you know, arresting way. So that's good in that way. I guess it reminded me, you know, although this is an American comic, it did have a bit of a 2000 AD feel.
Completely. Yeah.
Just because of the way it sort of treated the violence, but then obviously Grant Morrison, you know, it sort of comes from that background now.
Well, so does Frank Quitely. Both of them really found their stride initially through the pages of 2000 AD. Yeah, speaking as a huge 2000 AD addict from a very long time ago, from way back when my great 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 granddad Bob was a 2000 AD fan. It's kind of rattled up the timeline to me. So yeah, it does have that kind of slightly punky, irrelevant, and kind of reveling in the violence kind of a feel, which is not necessarily a bad thing, of course, but you know, it's supposed to be a story with a message, and to me the message does get a little bit lost in the admittedly very very cool visuals at play here.
Yeah, I concur. I think there's a sense that the message gets a little bit buried under a certain kind of amount of like revenge fantasy. This kind of this idea of animal experimentation and, you know, animals essentially being tortured for the benefit of science, but then being able to revenge themselves on the people that did that to them.
And you do kind of have to wonder if that's actually something that an animal would want to do in the first place. If they've got the chance to get away and they're obviously very fast, very capable, then, you know, why the need to sort of, you know, sort of do this kind of almost deliberate counterattack on human forces that arrange themselves against them when they could just literally turn tail and run?
Yeah, well, I guess you could argue that they have been, you know, they've got these skull implants which have sort of essentially changed the way that their brains work to a degree, right? In order for them to be able to, all three communicate in these rudimentary phrases, which means that they're able to talk, but it does mean, you know, that. It also makes for a certain amount of humour because, you know, they're in, you know, it's not quite Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm Groot, but it is, it's pretty sort of single syllable stuff. You know, we three good dog home now, you know, it's, you know, me Tarzan, you Jane level, you know. Slightly below that for some of them, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, with that in mind, yes, it's a fairly thin story. It's basically a chase scene for most of it, with fortunately an ending that isn't maybe quite as bleak as it could possibly be. But really, the saving grace of We Three has to be the art of Frank Quitely, and because Here, I mean, he is experimenting pretty much on every page, and I mean, it's possible that that Grant Morrison scripted the way he was doing things, but I get the feeling that it's actually quite Lee that is really pushing the boat out on this one. You know, you have action sequences that are basically broken up into almost 50 panels in places on a single page, which really kind of digs into the action and makes it kind of, it kind of slows it down and speeds it up all at the same time. It's almost like you sort of view it in one go and then have to go back and pick apart the moments, and then you go from that 50 panel page into a huge two-page spread of one instant of violence, and the effect that that has is frankly quite remarkable. You know, it's a bravura piece of visual storytelling which hasn't really been bettered by quietly since. I think it really was just doing amazing work on this.
Yeah, I think especially I really like his use of kind of extreme close-ups in this sort of close-ups on eyes and mouths, you know, interspersed with the other imagery you get. And also, I think where this story, you know, is moving, it's moving because of what of the art, I think, more than the words.
Definitely. I mean, there's great little touches. For example, you have kind of after the We Three's initial mission, where we're kind of introduced to them, they're sort of transported back, and you've got stuff going on inside the truck that they're using with all sorts of weird little cutaways and things like that going on. And it's you know, every time you think you've kind of seen everything there is to see, there's a whole other, just a nice little jink and a twist to the storytelling. And it's just, oh, you know, it is just a beautiful piece of storytelling, of comic storytelling done right. You know, comics done right will tell a story in a way that no other medium can. You know, I'm a huge advocate of the idea of comics as a medium. A lot of people just describe it as a genre. You know, oh, I like comics. And there's so much more to the comics form than that. And We Three is, for all its storytelling faults, for all its script faults, is actually a remarkable piece of what can be done in the form, in the medium.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jeremy Grant's work here is like colorist and inker, you know, really, really helps that in terms of, you know, the palette here is really interesting, isn't it? It's quite an earthy thing in parts, but it's all very muted. Despite all the blood and viscera in certain bits, you know, it's quite sort of it's quite muted color wise, which we're seeing counterintuitive considering, you know, a lot of the art, other elements of the art seem quite sort of manga influence, you know, where you would expect a bit, I guess, a more vibrant palette.
Definitely. I mean, people keep referring to manga and anime when it comes to We Three, and I think that is a little bit of a, I don't know, I don't think that's an accurate description, really. I think it is its own thing, and it does have more of a vibe towards, you know, going back to the sort of 2000 AD kind of, that sort of more muted, almost newsprinty colour to it. It doesn't need to be particularly bold and bright, because I guess it's trying to bed in a what's effectively a fairly simple fantasy story with a little bit of reality. I guess is reality what I mean here, or
maybe, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's, yeah, for a three-issue story about three domestic pets that have essentially been fused with small tanks, it's, you know, there's surprisingly a lot to it, considering, you know, how simple it is on the surface, and yeah, I you know, the ending, which we won't go into, it is it did surprise you because it does appear to be going in a particular direction, and then it doesn't go there in the end, which I thought was interesting considering how sort of almost like nihilistic it seems in terms of its view on human nature to begin with, and we haven't mentioned her, but I do like the character Dr. Roseanne Berry, who's the kind of, I guess, the We3's creator, and is head of that sort of research post, but then it's clearly was not doing it out of some militaristic sort of intent. She does seem to be a very lonely character who just wanted a way for us better to communicate with animals, and then her actions sort of bear that out towards the end,
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's that sense of good intentions being perverted by your industrial military complex as well. Again, it's nothing we've not seen before. And if you want a comparison, I'd almost be prone to think of that movie starring George C. Scott, The Day of the Dolphin. It's got that kind of an air to it, where science wants to do good things, and it ends up being perverted for darker causes.
Okay, then, curiosity. What do you think then? Do you have everything you need?
Oh, guys, thank you ever so much. Oh, well, that doesn't quite sound as cute as I thought it was going to be, but that's a shame. But I'm sure it's great, and I'm sure I'll really enjoy it anyway. I like dogs, and I like cats, and I like bunnies, so, I'm sure I'll find something there to enjoy. Anyway, I was having a nose through the Galactic Almanac just now, and I found a planet where there are dogs and cats and bunnies that run around in mecha suits like that. So I think that's a great thing to do. So tell you what, why don't we go heading off in that direction, and then we'll have a look and we'll go and say hello to them, shall we? Yeah, let's do that, shall we? Okay, right, bye, bye! Bye!
The A to Z of SFF was written and performed by Rob Wickens and Clive Ashenden, with additional voice talents of Maria Thomas. Music and editing are by Daniil Hallo of the Creation Station of Cavisham, all the way form you can eat. Do you want to know more? Search for the A to Z of SFF on iTunes, Facebook and Twitter, or check out www.theatozofsff.com.